Time now for StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, recording and sharing the stories of service members and their families. 1942, in the midst of World War II, the U.S. Marine Corps officially opened its ranks to black men. More than 19,000 black recruits signed up, and they became known as the Montford Point Marines after the North Carolina base where they trained. Most of these men have passed away, but through the StoryCorps archive, we can still hear their stories.
Do you remember the first time you put on the uniform?
Just felt like, oh, I'm a proud Marine, you know. I thought I was something.
I wanted to help fight for our country and also to show that we have the courage and intelligence to do so.
We knew we were the best, or we made it our business to be the best of the best. Not mediocre, but the best.
That was Private First Class William Pickens, Staff Sergeant Benjamin Jenkins, and Marianne Roberts speaking to her father, Marine Estelle Roberts. And now we're going to hear from Corporal Sidney Allen Francis. After serving as one of the first black Marines, he worked as a New York City police detective, and in 2005 he spoke with his daughter, Candace, at StoryCorps.
I wanted to go into the Army, but they said no.
And this was World War II?
Yeah. They stamped my papers Navy, and there was no way in the hell I was going to go in the Navy.
Why didn't you want to go in the Navy?
I didn't like the little hats they were wearing, the little... So then I said, what about the Marine Corps? And the guy says, well, you have to go around and see the sergeant major. First thing he said to me, are you a high school graduate? I said, yes, sir. And I went to North Carolina for boot camp.
And what was that like?
I mean, they were rough.
Now, were your drill instructors, were they white or black?
No, they were black. But see, they had trained under white instructors because up to 1942, the Marine Corps had no blacks. And that's why they were extra tough on us. They wanted us to make it. And we did. Well, I have to tell you, I once went to jail down there. I was with my buddy from New York. He was in the Marine Corps. And we were going to Raleigh from Montford Point. And we're sitting in the back of the bus. Then the bus stopped to pick up people, and the bus driver came up and he said, you guys will have to get up. So I said, get up for what? He says, these white people have to sit down. I said, we're in the back of the bus. He said, you got to get up. And I lost my head then. I says, we're not getting up. And lo and behold, not even 10 minutes, in comes police with guns drawn. And they took me that night to some little prison camp. And in the morning, I heard, Warden, this is Major Papa, United States Marine Corps. You got one of my boys in there. All the Marines from Montford Point, they were on 6x6 trucks with machine guns at the ready. You can see they just wanted to tear that jail down. And when I came up, Major Papa, he says, PFC Francis, you get on that truck. We're out of here. And he hollered back, thank you, Warden, that you didn't hurt one of my Marines. He said, you would have been in trouble.
That was Corporal Sidney Allen Francis speaking with his daughter, Candace. He died on February 15, 2014, and his daughter recently came back to StoryCorps.
So I didn't know that story before. He had never shared that with me. But it sounded like my father. I wasn't surprised by that at all. You know, a lot of black men who served this country had to also suffer indignities even while in uniform. I don't think that they've gotten the credit that they deserve for putting their lives in danger and coming out of it with scars that didn't come from the so-called enemy, but came from within. But what I appreciate about my father is that he used his military service to give him what he needed to build a life for himself and his family. It gave him purpose and it gave him an anchor. And I'm grateful for that.
So what do you want your grandchildren to know about you?
I want them to just remember that I love them, that's all. There's nothing exciting about me. I'm just a man.
Candace Francis interviewing her father, Corporal Sidney Allen Francis, one of the first black U.S. Marines to serve his country. Their conversation is archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the U.S. Library of Congress.